The Healthcare Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Emma, will you please call the roll?
Chair Garrison excused, Vice Chair Jacques.
Here.
Ranking Member Woodson.
Here.
Representatives Abbott.
Here.
Amnesty.
Here.
Anton. Bartleman.
Here.
Black.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy. Mello.
Here.
Salzman. Skidmore. Steele.
Here.
Trabulsi excused. Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Emma. A quorum being present. I want to welcome everybody to the Healthcare Appropriations Subcommittee. As a reminder, please make sure to either turn off your electric devices, your cell phones, or put them on silent mode. Members, today we have three member bills on the agenda. We'll start with CS for HB 999 by Representative Honchowski, Social Work Licensure Interstate Compact. Representative, you are recognized.
Thank you very much, Chair Jacques, Ranking Member Woodson, and members of the committee. Thank you for allowing me to present House Bill 99, Social Work Licensure Interstate Compact. This bill creates the Social Worker Compact, which would allow licensed social workers to practice in member states. This compact will facilitate social workers' ability to practice across state lines. It would also help our wonderful military families, because military families are extremely mobile and often encounter barriers to employment because of licensed professions. This compact is still in its early stages, and getting early means we will have a seat at the governing commission and have a bigger say in creating and enforcing the rules surrounding the compact. With that, I ask for your favorable support.
Thank you, Representative. Seeing no amendments, are there any questions for the bill sponsor? Representative Steele.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for bringing the bill. Who would regulate the treatment path for the patients that would be seeing these people?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The treatment path would be regulated by the social worker.
Follow up, Representative Steele.
Thank you, Chair. What I mean is, like, not necessarily the path, but the actual treatment of the patient in the state of Florida. So if that social worker is operating in Florida, seeing a patient in Florida, and let's just assume that there's regulations and changes in the state of Florida versus Alabama and social work and treatment, who would regulate that?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So they are governed by the compact group, but if there are any issues, those can also be brought up in their home state.
Representative Campbell, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In regards to the implementation of this bill, what will this bill now do where we're seeing a need at?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the bill wouldn't go into effect, the compact wouldn't go into effect until we have enough member states, which at this point we do not. So Florida would be one of the early adopters of this compact and therefore be setting the rules in the compact as to how the compact is governed. So this could, when it gets to that point, which we're still quite a ways out, it takes a while for this, it has to pass through. I believe only one state has passed it so far, and we need another several, and there is pending legislation in those other states, so it will take some time. But the idea is once the compact goes into effect, someone can join the compact. They are not forced to join the compact, a social worker. They can choose to join the compact, and then they can practice in a compact state.
Follow up, Representative Campbell.
Thank you. Thank you for that. As regards to the need for social workers, we know that we're seeing an increase of mental health concerns amongst all different types of groups, demographics. How will this help with providing service?
Recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for that question. Similar to the SciPact that we passed last session, we also had a mental health workers compact. We've had a nurses compact. This is just supposed to help with the continuum of care. It is not the answer to all our workforce problems, but it is definitely a piece to the puzzle in solving our workforce problems. These compacts are very well regulated by the member states who sit there. Everybody has a seat at the table, often gets brought up, well, what about regulation and what about the standards? The standards are very high, similarly to the SIPAC that was approved unanimously by this body last year. And the whole idea is we want to have a continuum of care. I mention all the time, people don't stay in the same state. When we talk about our military families, they get moved around all the time. And this way, their licenses, should they join the compact, will work in, be valid, and they can practice in these other states when they're moved around. So it will help from a continuum of care. It'll help from a workforce perspective, not the answer to everything, but definitely improvement from where we are today.
Members, any other questions? Representative Steele, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Chair. Are they required to have the same insurance coverages that we have in the state of Florida?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not specifically sure about that. I will tell you, though, that the compact does have the state of Florida at the table. So whatever standards the state of Florida has would be part of the rules. That was the same in all the other compacts that we joined. And us being an early adopter of this gives us an earlier seat at the table with fewer members, giving us a chance to really form that compact because it has not been formed yet until it has a certain number of states to meet that requirement.
Representative Campbell, you're recognized for a question.
Final question. How many states does it need to complete that compact?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I am going to look at, I think it's about seven, and only one has passed it so far, but there are others that are pending this legislation this year, which is why it's important, I think, for the state of Florida to also be an early adopter of this. It gives us just more of a voice and a seat at the table.
All right, seeing no other questions, we'll move into public testimony. Got some comment cards here. Ron Watson with the Florida Renal Association. Wave in support. We have Devon Brown with National Association of Social Workers of Florida, Florida chapter. Wave in support. And we have Barney Bishop with Florida Smart Justice Alliance. Waves in support. Any debate? Representative Barterman, you're recognized.
I want to thank Representative Hontrowski for bringing forward this great bill. This is not an unheard of concept. We have veterans bills that honor certifications and industry certifications from other states so that people can come and work in our state as they move. So if you think this is a reinvention of the wheel, it's not. It's applying to a this is an area of high need, and it's a priority of our state to deal with the mental health issues that exist here in Florida. This will bring social workers into Florida. It will allow our social workers, hopefully they don't want to leave us, but this makes sense. And it's important that there are people who will not move to states just because of the limitations on their certification. They'll say, I can't do that. There's doctors, there's nurses, and there's social workers. So now what this bill is going to do is if they want to move to the great state of Florida and they're part of this compact, they're not going to have to worry about those things. And most importantly, we want to help veterans and their families. And a lot of times the spouse, because they are forced to travel, they are unable to have steady employment, or depending on the state they go to, they're not able to use their professional license. And so this helps them. So I am just excited about this great bill. It's not going to solve everything. It's going to, again, provide that continuum of care, and I really don't have any concerns about this because it's really straightforward. We're going to have a high standard. We're going to be at the table to make the decisions and make the rules, and we know there are workforce shortages, and we know that we need to address mental health in the state of Florida. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Ranking Member Woodson, recognized.
Thank you, Chair Jack. Representative Hontrowski, I know how much this bill meant to you. You have worked very, very hard on this bill. Social work right now is undervalued, but it's a profession that needs to be elevated. as a former public administrator for Miami-Dade County, I started in social work, actually, and I can attest to the work that they do, but more so what needs to be done in the field right now, which is the compact that you are trying to get established, and it's so necessary and needed. I hope you can get all the support that you need in order to get this bill passed, in order to get this bill to the finish line. Because not only we need that, we need more states to join so you can get the compact established. I hope Florida could be on the map as one who passed the bill and really get the compact going. This is a common sense bill. We need more social work. Your bill would not drive them out of the state. If anything, your bill would encourage them to come in because they would know once they're part of this compact, they can start working and serve the resident and all, you know, the veterans, as my colleague just stated. So thank you for this good bill. I look forward to support you on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ranking Member. Representative Skidmore, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, every person who comes to see us right now during session has a workforce issue. It doesn't matter if it's construction, if it's hospitality, if it's healthcare. And this is our healthcare session, right, with our Live Healthy bill. This is exactly what we need to be doing to encourage social workers to be in Florida, to come to Florida. And we get to set the standards. We get to set the bar as high as we want so that we do keep the quality. There, all the safeguards are in this bill. I encourage you to vote yes and continue to prove to Floridians and social workers around the country that Florida is the place that values the work that you do.
Thank you. Representative Campbell, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Give me a minute. I'm trying not to nerd out on this topic because I am a licensed clinical social worker and I do this when I'm not working my part-time job here at the state, and I just left Civil Justice Committee, and the lawyers really tore me up. So, but this is a wonderful, wonderful bill. I can't tell you the effects this will have. One of the things that we're always talking about is how do we retain our workforce? How do we retain social workers? As we already know, social work is a profession that is needed. The Bureau of Labor has estimated that the increase of jobs within this profession is going to be so high that we are behind the amount that we need. And so I can put it into perspective. Imagine you going to see a therapist such as myself, and you decide to move out of Florida, and you like the way I am giving you counseling, but you go to another state. I can't operate in that state unless I'm licensed. This PAC will now allow for me to stay here to continue that care with you and you continuing that, getting that help that you need. For those who's ever searched out and tried to find a therapist, it can be quite difficult and cumbersome. It can be intimidating. This now allows for it to make an easier process in all regards and giving the care that folks need. And so I'm so ecstatic. I'm excited. I'm just excited that I could talk on the issue that I actually know. So thank you for this, Representative Hachowski, for this wonderful, wonderful bill. And I urge my colleagues to vote up on this bill.
Thank you. Representative Steele, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Chair. And thank you for bringing the bill. I'm not opposed to the bill. I want you to know that. I bring up concerns that I think we may face down the road, and it's in every industry. You know, at what point do we stop the compacts, or do we just have every industry come in as a compact so that we're practicing across state lines? And then you got to start worrying about, am I practicing in a state that takes federal withholdings and state withholdings for state income tax? So there's a lot of things to bear when you're doing these things, and that's the only reason why I was asking the questions. So I appreciate you bringing the bill forward, and I do support the bill.
Any further debate? Seeing no further debate, Representative Hachowski, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Chair Jacques. And I appreciate all the kind words. I did reach out to everybody prior to the meeting. I continue to be available for any questions. again, this is a pathway. So you are not forced to participate in the compact. It is one more avenue for social workers to have to help care for their clients. With a lot of the telehealth bills we've had in the past, we have a lot of people practicing here via telehealth, and our people don't have the same option in other places. If there are any questions going forward, I have an open door policy. I am not as well versed as a social worker like Representative Campbell, but I am a bit of a nerd in this space. And so any concerns, questions, I'm always available. And I just want to thank all of you for your support and your kind words. I really appreciate it. I appreciate all the work you're doing in the healthcare space because it is such a big priority in the state of Florida. Thank you.
Representative Honchowski, having closed on her bill, Emma, please call the roll.
Chair Garrison, Vice Chair Jock.
Yes.
Ranking Member Woodson.
Yes.
Representatives Abbott.
Yes.
Amnesty.
Yes.
Antone. Bartleman?
Yes.
Black?
Yes.
Campbell?
Absolutely.
Kennedy? Mello?
Yes.
Salzman? Skidmore?
Yes.
Steele?
Yes.
Trabolsi? 11 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. Please show that CS for HB 999 has been, 99 has been reported favorably.
Thank
Congratulations.
You very much.
You bet. We will now hear CS for HB 115 by Representative Bankson. Progressive supranuclear palsy and other neurodegenerative diseases policy. Representative, you recognize.
Thank you, Chair and Ranking Member and members. It's a privilege to bring this bill today. This, you know, we say sometimes that good bills just find you sometimes, and this is how I feel about this bill. This came to me through former Representative Bob Cortez, and his father was suffering from PSP, and I, like probably most of you, had never heard of that before. But progressive supranuclear palsy is an uncommon brain disorder that causes serious problems with walking, balance, and eye movements, and later with swallowing. The disorder results from deterioration of cells in areas of your brain that control body movement, coordination, thinking, and other important functions. PSP is a rare condition. It is completely misdiagnosed as Parkinson's disease because they both involve slowed movement and gait difficulties, with PSP being one of a collective of diseases referred to as Parkinson plus syndrome. Both Parkinson's and PSP have an onset in late middle age and involve slowing and rigidity of movement. However, several distinguishing features exist, and because of the lack of awareness of PSP and similarity of symptoms between the two conditions, patients with PSP are often misdiagnosed as having Parkinson's and do not receive the proper treatment. The impact of the symptoms of PSP not only affect the patients themselves, but also their caretakers and families. This bill will bring a committee of qualified and diverse group of individuals led by the state Surgeon General and an appointed chair to help provide a specialized focus on PSP symptoms, impacts of PSP, emerging treatments and care, and making policy recommendations on PSP patient treatment and awareness. The bill requires that a final report of committee findings be submitted to January 4th, 2026, and that the committee sunset on July 1st, 2026. There's no fiscal burden upon this, but this is really bringing light to the darkness. And I thank you for the opportunity to present.
Thank you, Representative. Seeing no amendments, are there any questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, is there a public testimony? The Honorable Bob Cortez waves in support. Any debate? Representative Campbell, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative, thank you for this good bill. As a matter of fact, I was trying to run the bill before you took it, so I look forward to co-sponsoring it, and I hope that everybody's up on this great bill.
Any further debate? Ranking Member Woodson, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, Boxton, thank you very much for this great bill. I know you took the time to speak to me about it, and you are trying to do right by the people who are suffering from this disease, not to be misdiagnosed, but to be able to find the care and treatment that they need in order for themselves and their families as well to get some relief. So I appreciate your work on it, And I encourage all my colleagues to support you on this bill. And I will also co-sponsor it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further debate? Seeing none, Representative Bankson, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, this is a passionate bill for me. And when Representative Cortez brought this to me, I have the pleasure of meeting his father, Justo R. Cortez. This is named in honor of him. And there are so many others. In our first committee, our own Representative Tribolsi, who is away from us right now in our thoughts and prayers, she said to me that she actually knew what this was because she had a family member pass from this. And the greatest challenge many times is their family, because when you are facing neurodegenerative diseases, it can become a very dark and lonely pathway, especially when there is no diagnosis. This will help bring the pathway to make sure that there is help for these families. So with your vote, you are bringing light to darkness. You are bringing hope to families, and you're honoring this good man. And so I thank you for that support, and I would invite all of co-sponsors that would like to do that. Thank you.
Representative Bankson, having closed on his bill, Emma, please call the roll.
Chair Garrison, Vice Chair Jock.
Yes.
Ranking Member Woodson.
Yes.
Representatives Abbott.
Yes.
Amnesty.
Yes.
Antone.
Yes.
Bartleman.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Campbell.
Yes.
Kennedy. Mello.
Yes.
Salzman. Skidmore.
Yes.
Steele.
Yes.
Tribolsi. 11 yeas, 0 nays.
Please let the record show that CS for HB 115 has been reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
We'll now go to the last bill on our agenda. It is CS for HB 197 by Representative Lopez v. Healthcare Practitioners and Massage Therapy. Representative, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Good afternoon, Chairman Jacques, Ranking Member Woodson, and members of the committee. House Bill 197 provides to the Department of Health and local governments with additional authority to shut down massage establishments which are determined to be a nuisance under state law and suspected of human trafficking. Florida ranks, unfortunately, as third for human trafficking, with Miami, Tampa, and Central Florida being the top three areas. Illicit massage establishments continue to thrive in Florida, offering commercial sexual activity under the guise of massage therapy services. Many are trafficked under force, fraud, and coercion. Current provisions of Chapter 480, Florida statutes related to massage therapy, are insufficient to stop human trafficking, as illicit massage establishments can satisfy the Department of Health's inspection checklist. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any amendments?
There's one.
Please explain your amendment.
Yes. So this amendment provides 8 full-time employees to the Department of Health to implement the provisions of the bill. It's estimated the provisions of this bill will result in 1,869 complaints, 500 legally sufficient cases, and 48 unlicensed activity investigations. The Department of Health cannot absorb the amount of workload with their current resources. That is the amendment.
Thank you, Representative, for explaining the amendment. And for the record, that's amendment barcode is 898119. Are there any questions on the amendment? Any public testimony on the amendment? Any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Waive close, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Seeing no objection, we will show the amendment passes. Back to the bill as amended. Are there any questions? Representative Skidmore, you are recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Rep. Lopez. I am curious about the victim and the path that they take once they've been identified. I know that in the bill there's an immigration piece to it. Is there anything in your bill, or have you contemplated the additional services that those individuals, those victims, might need from DCF or any of our other agencies that can help them through the trauma?
You're recognized.
Thank you for the question, Representative Skidmore. We have not contemplated additional services for them. I did want everyone to note that in 2012, when we passed a significant human trafficking legislation in the House and Senate, that there was a provision that victims can, in fact, be arrested for a misdemeanor. That has not changed over the years, but to Representative Skidmore's point with regards to immigration, one of the things that we do know is that the Department of Homeland Security is trying to protect these victims. they will embrace them. They will give them either a visa, a U visa or a T visa, which allows them to continue to work in our country and to obtain residency here as a, I think, as a reward for helping in the prosecution of these terrible human traffickers. But it is a good point, Representative Skidmore, that these victims will absolutely need services. And I'm very willing to look at some of that, if not in this bill going forward. I do think that it's a very good point. They are probably as traumatized as any other traumatic victim of sexual activity, illegal sexual activity. So thank you for that good comment. I appreciate the comment.
Representative Bardeman, you're recognized for a question.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I love this bill, and I'm glad you're tackling this issue, which is very prevalent in the state of Florida. We definitely surpass the national average in these incidents. My only question and suggestion, and I was trying to figure out how this would even be done, and I actually thought of it when I was reading the bill this morning again before this committee. The languages in the bill are, you have Spanish and English. Is there any thought to expanding those languages to other, like possibly, for instance, I have a Portuguese population. We know which groups have higher trafficking and the languages they speak. Is there any discussion about that? I mean, obviously we could have hundreds and hundreds of languages. So I was just curious about that, if you research that, or if we can talk about it before the next bill stop, it would be great.
Recognize.
Thank you for the question, Rep. Bartleman. I don't think that we have discussed it, although I am really sensitive in my community, Miami-Dade community. I know that Ranking Member Woodson would agree. We do everything in both English, Spanish, and Creole. And I think it's important that victims in particular feel like we are being culturally sensitive. But it is a good point, and I will continue to research that. Thank you so much for the question.
Any other questions? Seeing no further questions, we will move into public testimony. We have Laura Donaldson from the Carter County Sheriff's Office, waves in support. Ramon Mori of AANR, waves in support. Aaron Collins, Junior League of Florida, waves in support. We will now move into debate. Members, any debate? Representative Steele, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for bringing this great bill. You know, not being involved in politics before last year, I had no idea that human trafficking was so bad. I got heavily involved in different organizations in the state, and there's safe houses for women, actually not women, they're young ladies from the age of 8 to 16 years old. And so when you think about this, I don't know, I'm kind of ashamed to be, you know, a human. You know, when you think about the treatment of these people, and I commend you for doing this. I think there's more to be done here. We should look at nail salons, because it's not just sex that they traffic. They traffic human life. So thank you for doing this, and I hope everybody sponsors this bill.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any further debate? Ranking Member Woodson, recognizing debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rep. Lopez, thank you again for working on this bill. Human trafficking is a crime, and we need to treat it as such. We need to continue to find ways to combat human trafficking, and this is what you are doing in this bill. I appreciate the work that you have done on this bill, and I appreciate the fact that you are always willing to sit down and listen and work with us, especially the comment that my colleague, Webb Skidmore, made. You are always amenable to work with others and to ensure that the bill is where it needs to be. So I appreciate your work on this, and I look forward to support you on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further debate? Seeing no other debate, Representative Lopez, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I will say that I've been working on human trafficking issues for, goodness, at least 15 to 20 years through the Junior Leagues of Florida State Public Affairs Committee, and I always am struck by the way these traffickers find industries in which to traffic very young people, and men and women both. And so to certainly Representative Steele's comment, there's no question there's more work to be done. If we are the third largest state still After all these years working, they are beating us, and we must beat back. So I would request the support of every member and certainly ask you to co-sponsor the bill. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With that, I close.
Thank you. Representative Lopez having closed on her bill. Emma, please call the roll.
Chair Garrison, Vice Chair Jock.
Yes.
Ranking Member Woodson.
Yes.
Representatives Abbott.
Yes.
Amnesty.
Yes.
Antone.
Yes.
Bartleman.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Campbell.
Yes.
Kennedy. Mello.
Yes.
Salzman. Skidmore.
Yes.
Steele.
Yes.
Trabolsi. 11 yeas, 0 nays.
Members, by your vote, let the record reflect that CS for HB 197 is reported favorably.
Thank you all.
Members, this concludes our agenda. If there is no further business, Representative Abbott moves that we rise. Without any objection, this meeting is now adjourned.